It's an issue that continues to vex physicians and health officials, how to change the attitude of parents when they're hesitant about getting vaccinations for their children. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports on a group health study that wanted to know what would happen if doctors got training on how to have discussions with parents, and would that change their reluctance?
Doctors on tight schedules often have a hard time answering questions on vaccines. It's especially challenging when the questions are not so straightforward, says group health researcher Nora Henriksen.
Concerns about vaccine safety, you know, there's concerns that we don't see these diseases so much anymore, so the vaccine can look worse than the disease that it is designed to prevent.
So Henriksen and her colleagues designed a training program to help guide these conversations.
Sort of open the topic and then acknowledge any concerns that the parent might have and then advise, so then make a strong recommendation about vaccines.
Researchers also wanted to see if the training affected parents' attitudes toward vaccines. The study involved more than 340 mothers of newborns who were receiving care at primary care clinics in Western Washington. Only half of the clinics received on-site training. At the end of the study, the vaccine hesitancy rate wasn't much different between the clinics that got the training and those that didn't. It's not the kind of result they had hoped for, says Henriksen, but it gives them some ideas on what to work on next. Washington's immunization rate is about 71% for kids under 3 years old. It's an improvement from previous years, but still below state and national goals. How to get the message out is one way to intervene. Timing is also another factor. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenblum is a family physician at the University of California, San Diego. She says ideally doctors would talk about vaccines before the baby is born. By the time the baby arrives, it might be too late to influence parents' thinking.
They have already had so many conversations or had so many people give them information and misinformation about vaccines that in fact, they've already made up their mind. And so what I have found is that better to start it during pregnancy and start bringing up the conversation then.
Rosenblum says there will be people who feel strongly against vaccines. But from a public health standpoint, vaccines offer the best protection for children from infectious diseases. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.